Mites, M-I-T-E-S, are insect-like creatures, members of the spider family. They have 8 legs. Now, it's very hard to see a mite with the naked eye. 2 types worth talking about in terms of health are house dust mites, which are in the environment around you and can sometimes cause allergic rhinitis and sneezing. They don't bite you, they're not on you, they're around you. Whereas scabies mites can actually get onto the skin and can burrow into the skin. There may be only 1 or 2 scabies on a person, but just, you know, even with that small number, you can get an intense reaction 4 to 6 weeks after the scabies mite burrows into your skin. Now, that rash and the itch is usually around the webbing of the fingers, the hands, the wrist, and sometimes the genitals. The itch is really intense, and people come to the doctor often with this as the main symptom. Now, when the doctor looks at the rash, sometimes that can help him diagnose or think about scabies. The doctor might try to, with magnification, with a dermoscope, try and actually see the mite, but it's very, very hard to sometimes visualise the mite. So that quite often the doctor, more than anything, diagnoses on the history of the patient, the intensity of the itch, and the distribution and pattern of the rash. Once diagnosed, either with the history and examination or with the visualization of a mite, then treatment can be initiated. The treatment involves the application of creams over a set period of time and sometimes an oral medication called ivermectin, I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N. It is important to treat the partners, members of the household, when you have a case of scabies, and also to advise the proper laundering of towels and linen. It's important not to see scabies as meaning that you come from an unhygienic environment. It's just an infestation which can happen usually from person to person, and once diagnosed, it can be successfully treated.